Hi, and welcome back to episode 7 of the Healthcare India podcast. This is Dr. Vikram Venkateshwaran coming to you live from the health tech capital of India, which is Bangalore. In the last 20 years, I think India has made tremendous progress on disease surveillance. And as a matter of fact, after the cholera epidemic in Delhi in the 80s, as well as the dengue, the bubonic plague that happened in Surat in the 90s, I think India took disease surveillance very, very seriously, and funded by World Bank, we started what we call now as Integrated Disease Surveillance Program. India is probably not the only one doing it. Globally, there are many other countries doing it. But what is unique about India is obviously the scale and the population size that we have to cover with such programs. I'm very, very happy to announce that along with the Institute of Engineers and Technologists, IET, we have started a disease surveillance program that looks at publicly available digital data. The idea is that India produces so much digital data in forms of posts, forums, social media posts, blogs, tweets, etc., that we should be able to collate that, understand disease patterns from what is being discussed, and figure out if there is a model that we can create to predict where the next disease will happen. Along with the Center for Health Information and Research, CHRI, which is an affiliate of PATH, and Siemens Healthineers, we have started the first of its kind digital disease surveillance pilot, which will run for a year. We are actually in the second month of the pilot, and we are tracking three key disease conditions: dengue, malaria, and chikungunya. In the first 2 months, we found some very interesting insights, including the fact that as the heat wave continued in India, instances of malaria started spiking. And we also saw that there was an intense activity in the hotter states. For example, Uttar Pradesh saw a serious spike in the discussions around malaria. And as the rains now step in, we would see balancing it out with dengue and chikungunya as well. What are the interesting parts of these of this pilot is so far is that A, though the data is rich, voluminous, for example, we had almost 70,000 discussions on malaria in the first couple of months. There is a lot of noise in the data. So that's one important part that we are trying to settle. How to reduce the data that's already there in this data set, and how to reduce that noise and how to correlate it. Number two, the second challenge we'll see is a lot of false positives. For example, if there is a Government of India scheme or National Day for Malaria that was celebrated in April, I believe, and we saw a sudden increase in the number of discussions on malaria, but that does not indicate that there was malaria that was spreading in a particular piece of the country. So there are a lot of false positives, there's a lot of noise, and our first few months will be spent on suppressing that. But what will be interesting is what we get after that. Once we filter out the noise and we suppress the false positives, we can create a data model that is probably very unique to identifying the disease markers. Around July timeframe, we will start correlating the data that we are seeing from the pilot with on-ground activity. This is where CHRI will help us. For example, if there is a high incidence of cases of malaria in Ghaziabad, then CHRI will help us seeing on ground whether the number of cases are indeed high, or is this again needs some tweaking. Based on these two activities, suppression of data, suppression of noise, and correlation on ground, we will start creating a model, predictive model, by September. We are obviously working with Siemens Healthineers with the data and also with the clinical insights. And along with my colleagues, Dr. Sumit and Ajit Shenvi, we are now in a very strong position to start identifying the patterns that create havoc for India every year. In this case, it's malaria and dengue probably, and chikungunya is less. If you want to read more about this or you want to get involved, we'll be more than happy. All brains, more the merrier in this case. And as a matter of fact, we would like more insights from you. In the discussion below, in the description below, I have posted a press release that we had released for the same thing. And, you know, as usual, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at Dr. Vikram. You can write in to us at Dr. Vikram at healthcare-in-india.net. And you can also get in touch with us on Facebook through the Healthcare India page. This is Dr. Vikram Venkateshwaran signing off from Bangalore. And looking forward to interacting with you again. Stay safe. Have a great week ahead.